It's finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
So I tell them I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think they give me? The Dalai Lama himself. So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that for you.
And movie reviews with Andy Pate.
I think that you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Chief, mate, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry.
I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush. John Rush.
All right, hour number two is upon us. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, Pate, Richard should be calling us here in a moment. We are going to do movie rentals this hour on...
favorite one-liners or memorable lines,
all right,
whatever you want.
So Nathan from Franktown Firearms is going to start us off today with a suggestion. Nathan, what's going on, sir?
Hey, Nathan.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We are doing well. First of all, how's things at Franktown?
We're staying busy, and we love it.
Awesome. Nothing wrong with that. So inventory good, all that?
Inventory's good. We got a bunch of guns in the cabinets, up on the walls, a bunch of ammo we just got. Good day.
That's what I want to hear. All right, give us your one-liner.
I would probably have to go with the movie 300, yelling, "This is Sparta."
Oh, I didn't have that one. Okay, 300, "This is Sparta." Okay.
Now, wait a minute. Charlie, do we have the line that I was saying? I got a line for Nathan. I mean, it's perfect for Nathan. My goodness, I can't believe you didn't mention this one.
Go ahead. Make my day.
What do you think?
I did actually have that one written down, but we figured if we were going with Sudden Impact, then that's the one that we would have done. We actually have his revolver in stock. But figured we'd go away from the gun aspect of it. But
that's all right.
You know, if
good
we're
stuff.
Going that way, I would go with Scarface, because then you got the
say hello to my little friend.
Oh, right.
Exactly.
Classic.
That's right. That's right. Good one. Nathan, thank you very much. Franktown Firearms, folks. And again, go out there, visit them, get some training, get a gun, get the ammo, get the whole nine yards, all in one-stop shopping.
You got it.
Thanks, Nathan. Appreciate it very much. All right, let's bring Richard up here. Richard, are you with us?
I'm here.
Okay, so should we, I know we normally take a little break, then we get a big long round, but we've got a lot here, so we can get a couple of rounds in here before our first break. What do you think?
I think we can, but I want to ask you guys, is there any way to top Joe Biden saying he will not ban fracking, but he'll end oil?
No.
I mean, I'm sorry, Richard, can we top that, or is that kind of the peak of the mountain?
You just top it with his favorite line, which is, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. What is with his deal in saying
come
that
on,
anyways?
Man.
You know what's...
Because it's his go-to. It's his comfort phrase.
You know what's annoying? It's a phrase I've always said. And over the last year, I've really regretted it.
Come on, man.
He's ruining it for all the rest of
he
us.
He is. All right, Andy, you're up.
Okay. I want to tee this one up. This first one is from Ghostbusters.
Or you could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Enough, I get the point.
Okay.
Enough, we get the point.
I'm sorry, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria. That's one of my favorite lines.
Okay.
Ever from a
all
movie.
Right, Richard, you're up.
All right, so Dan, I think I sent this one to you when we were originally starting this. And by the way, that's a good one, Andy. There's lots of good one-liners, even multiples from some movies.
Yes.
So
oh, yeah.
I've got to go with, what is your text message tone to me? It should be as part of the entrance to the show. Charlie just hates me, so he won't do it. And that's from Jack Nicholson, A Few Good Men. And he says, you can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Colonel Jessup, did you order the code red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled
to. You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
There we go.
That's in your honor, Richard.
Oh, good one,
Richard.
Job, Charlie.
That's the show There Is Love here on
yep,
this show.
That's a good one. You can't handle the truth.
That is so. These are classic lines. Are lines that we find ourselves saying for the next two decades.
Oh, well, forever.
Yes, forever.
All right. Should I go?
Either you or John.
Yes.
Go ahead.
We'll go to John and Cheyenne in a second. I don't have this one queued up. I have a few that I do have queued up, but I will start with Jerry Maguire. Show me the money.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Show me the money.
Show me the money.
Show me the money. Jerry.
Really
you
quick.
Keep saying it over and over again.
Really quick. Name the actor.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Cuba Gooding.
Yeah,
Junior.
There we go. Yeah.
Cuba Gooding.
Come
he
on,
was
man.
Wonderful.
Show me the money.
He was also the only good thing in Pearl Harbor.
Oh, jeez. All right, John and Cheyenne is next. John, you're up.
Hey, John, I got three lines from one movie. Let's see if you guys can name it. It's a real old one.
Count me out.
I'm up
first
for a
one,
challenge.
Go ahead.
All right, first line is, of all the gin joints in all the towns
Casablanca.
There you go.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
All the gin joints. All right.
In all the.
Okay.
All right, what are the other two? The other two is shocked. I'm shocked. Gambling?
Yeah, that was pretty
I'm cool. shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, got it. Okay. What's the next one?
And then the third one from that movie is Louis. This is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Louis, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
You tell I had those queued
up? Yeah, I guess he was ready for you, John. You and Annie must have been communicating.
We are on the same wavelength.
You must be.
That's one of the best movies ever made.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. John, you're
I will
not
have
a
to
fan?
Watch it someday.
It
okay.
had
here's
so
the other
many
one.
Classic lines.
Here's,
go ahead.
Here's the other one. It's from the 70s. But I think it's probably one of John Wayne's best lines when he goes, I've had my back broken once and my leg broken twice, and on my worst day, I could beat the hell out of the likes of you.
I think that was Donald Trump and Joe Biden last night.
No, that was John
well, Donald
Wayne and
Trump.
Bruce
no, that was Donald Trump talking to Joe Biden last night. Yes.
True. Did you enjoy that debate?
Oh, yes, I did. Very much so.
Well, I said this, though. If you were playing a drinking game with Joe Biden saying, come on, you'd be really loaded by the end
you would
of
have been
debate.
Tanked.
By the end of that, by the end of the debate, you would have thought he did okay.
Yeah, well, that's true. Hey, Joe!
And then, John, one other thing. I shot you a quick text about Cheyenne Frontier Day's offering. I don't know if you said it on the air yet.
No, I haven't even read my text. Hang on. I did not. So, go ahead.
Oh, Cheyenne Frontier Days, they posted it on their Facebook page. If you have stock that you can't have no, that's been displaced because of the fires to call them, they've got plenty of
room. Oh, nice. Okay. So you can take your, so everybody listening, if you've got animals out of any of the fires that need a place to go, you can take them up there. That's perfect.
Yep. And the CEO of Cheyenne Frontier Days posted that. He said, just call them, bring
awesome.
Your animals, we'll help you out.
That's
so,
really awesome.
That's great.
That's great. Thank you for that, John. Good stuff.
Yep. So I didn't know if you had seen that or not, but I figured you'd get it out over the air since your signal goes out.
That's awesome. No, so for again, real quick, for all of you listening, if you've got any animals in the fires that have been displaced, you need a place to go, horses, cattle, whatever, you can take them up to Cheyenne Frontier Days. That's perfect, John. Thank you very, very much.
Hey, John, have a great weekend.
You too. Talk to you tomorrow, maybe. I appreciate it very much. All right. Bill, hang tight. We're going to do one more round, then we'll get to you. Go ahead, Andy.
Oh, we're going to do another round
first? Do another round.
Okay. Let's go with this is a good little scene that I like from The Naked Gun 2.5.
Oh, Frank, we're no good together. All you ever live for was your police work.
And you were always busy trying to save the end zone layer.
Ozone layer. Frank, you never tried to understand.
How can you say that? When I sank every penny I had into buying that 1,000 acres of Brazilian rainforest, then I had it slashed and burned so we could build our dream house.
Frank. How could you be so insensitive?
Insensitive? You think it's easy displacing an entire tribe? You try it sometime.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
A lot of these will be more memorable lines that are not just jokes, but I'm sorry. That scene always killed me.
All right. You're up, Richard.
All right. Okay. So I'm going to take a bunch of your guys, I'm sure. But this is, I'm going to kind of say this movie because it has so many one-liners. I just can't pick one. And that's going to be Tombstone.
Yep.
Starting out with, I'm your Huckleberry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you smoke that sin wagon.
All right, hang on. I think I got a couple of these I can play real quick. So turn up my volume, Charlie. Here we go.
Wretched slugs. Don't any of you have the guts to play for blood?
I'm your Huckleberry.
There you go. He says it again in the movie, but yeah, to your point, yeah, skin that smoke wagon. That's a good one too.
Skin that smoke wagon.
He's talking to Billy Bob Thornton, by the way.
Why, Johnny Ringo?
What about you tell him hell's? You tell him I'm coming for him, and hell's coming with me.
Good one.
I love that.
Good one.
That movie had so many good lines that every time you watch it,
yep.
My gosh, by midway through, you're just like, my gosh, I'd forgotten half these lines.
I know, they're great. All right, Bill, hang tight. I'm going to play mine really quick. And just because I watched this last Friday night, I don't know why, I just started watching it. So here we go.
That's me, honey.
Take me to bed or lose me forever.
Show me the way home, honey.
There you go. Top Gun. There's a lot of good one-liners in Top Gun, by the way. So I've got several that we'll talk about. No, you have to wait. You have to wait your turn. Can't add on to.
No, we can't repeat movies. I mean,
No. You did this to me last week. You now have to skip seven turns. Seven turns.
We'll get Bill on before the break. All right, here we go. Bill, you're up. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, yeah, so I'm going to tag on to Richard's Arizona theme with this one here. And it goes something like this. Son, you got a panty on your head.
Oh, Raising Arizona.
Okay, good
Thank
one.
You.
Oh, that's
good
a
good one, Bill.
That movie had so many lines. Oh, my gosh, that movie was funny.
Good one, good one. All right, Bill, thanks. Again, if you want to call in, feel free to do so. Famous one-liners out of a movie, 303-477-5600. You can text us as well. We'll come right back. Mighty Hank Construction is up next. In Northern Colorado, if you need anything done around the house, windows, gutters, siding, expansion, remodels, basement refinishes, you name it, they can help you. Find them at klzradio.com or give them a call at 970-844-9191.
As a full-service construction company, Mighty Hand has the experience to assess all of your exterior damage. Your insurance company will rarely offer you the full amount on your claim the first time, partially because your adjuster may not realize the extent of the damage. Micah and his team have dealt with plenty of insurance claims that covered the roof, but failed to factor in the damage to windows, deck, siding, paint, and trim. Since the Mighty Hand team professionally installs and sells windows, they've seen how poorly fitted windows can cause damage to siding as water works its way down. Although they won't try to fix damage that isn't there, they will take care of your entire exterior so you don't get stuck with another project and another bill. Contact Micah and his team today for an estimate on your full exterior redo in Northern Colorado. Ask about their retrofit windows for increased energy efficiency. Visit klzradio.com/mightyhand. Honoring God, impacting customers.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, if you need a way to pay for some of the things we just talked about, you may already be sitting on the way to do that, and Kirk can show you how. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-795-0500, 720-895-0500. Give Kurt a call, and when you do, tell him John Rush sent you.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important. Your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home.
Rush,
Take
I'm
aim,
Tracy Rock.
720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We are doing movies with good one, or should say memorable one-liners. In fact, not even memorable, just those one-liners that we remember forever.
They never go away.
Never go away. So, all right, I got a couple from listeners.
Yeah.
We'll do our next round. Bueller. Bueller.
Okay.
From Ferris Bueller.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A great one-liner.
Yeah.
Bueller. Anyways, all right, you're up. Go ahead.
Okay. Are we ready, Charlie?
No, he's on the phone.
Okay.
He's talking.
All right. Well, let's see here. Because I was going to play it. Let me see.
Well,
here.
Pick one that you don't have to play.
Okay.
Or describe it.
All right. I already hit. Okay, I'm going to go with this one.
Okay.
Because we've all said it a lot of times. From Monty Python and the Holy Grail, it's just a flesh wound.
It's just a flesh wound.
Just
a flesh wound.
He keeps cutting off arms, legs. Just a flesh wound.
A good one.
Your arms are gone.
That's a good
no,
one.
No, it isn't.
Yeah. Flesh wound. All right, you're up, Richard.
Your arm is gone. Your legs. That's so good. All right, actually, we did this from last week, Dad, but, well, actually, take it back. I'm going to switch it up, and I'm going to go with a classic from my childhood, and that's going to be wax on, wax off.
Oh, Karate Kid.
Wax on,
yeah.
Wax off.
Yeah, that
good
is
so
one.
Good. And then, obviously, to go along with it, and Andy, you're not skipping my turn because of this one because it's the same movie, it counts. Is it going to be Sweep the Leg?
Oh, yeah. Sweep the Leg.
Sweep the Leg.
I forgot about that.
Sweep the Leg. Okay,
you
good
can
one.
Do multiples from one movie.
Yeah, you can do more than one if you want.
Okay.
But right, we are so, skipping okay, your good. Next seven
okay, so
turns.
I'm going to cheat because this isn't necessarily a movie, but my favorite series of all time, Yellowstone, and it's in the first season. It's when he's got all of the Chinese folks, the tourists that have come along in the big, huge bus. They're out in his field, and there's a big grizzly bear there, and he's trying to get all the people back onto the bus. He finally has to fire his gun, and then he says this. Charlie, we ready? Here we go.
This is America. We don't share land here.
This is America. We don't share land here. Because all the Chinese were giving him a hard time about, how could you own this much land? You should share it. And he says, this is America. We don't share land here.
Yeah.
Amen.
You need to put that. Amen.
Good
yeah, because you're here. Using a TV show instead of a movie.
No,
I mean,
not a TV show. It's not on TV.
Oh, it's on ATV.
Well, so is a lot of things.
But these all were initially on movie theaters.
Oh, gotcha.
I mean, if we were going to do TV shows, I'd have to go to something like,
what?
Cheers. When Norm would come in and they'd say, Norm, how's it going, Norm? And he'd say, let's see, well, it's a dog-eat-dog world, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear. Every day he'd have a different line. It was great.
All right, Carol and Aurora, you're next. What's going on, Carol?
Hi. You ever talked about Big Jake with John Wayne?
Oh, I love Big Jake with John Wayne.
Yeah, me too. It's my favorite. When he got in the fight and he pulled his son off the horse, Patrick... And he goes, you can call me Dad, you can call me Jake, you can call me a dirty, you know what? But if you ever call me Daddy again, I'm going to finish this fight.
Good one.
Carol, could John Wayne basically say any line and make it better?
Yes, anything.
He was so good.
He was great. And then there's one more ending, and he says, my fault, your fault. I don't care whose fault it is, but I'm going to blow your head clean off.
Good one. Carol, thank you. Way to go.
Good ones, Carol.
All right, so before we start our next round,
okay,
another one,
yeah.
And I didn't have this on my list. This was from Pretty Woman. You work on commission, right? Big mistake. Huge, huge. I have to go shopping now.
Oh, that was classic.
That's a good one, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so you're up. Now, do you want to go back and play the one you had a minute ago since Charlie's ready now?
Yeah, Charlie. Shall we go with the... Now, these are, they're not funny. It's just classic lines that you never forget.
They don't have to be funny. Go ahead.
Wizard of Oz. Oh.
I'll get you, my pretty.
I'll get you, my pretty.
You're a little dog, too.
I hate this movie.
Toto?
No kidding.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
No, you think? No joke, Dorothy.
There's no place like home.
What's it like every day for Joe Biden? Sometime around 3 or 4 in the afternoon, everything turns to color.
I think he watches this every day at that time. By the way, I haven't seen this in ages, nor do I care to. Not my favorite movie.
You know, the funny thing is, though, this movie is known, obviously, for the unbelievable singing and dancing, which is just...
Maybe that's why I hated it growing up.
Oh, but her voice. I could listen to it all day long. It was unbelievable. What
Judy
a voice.
Judy Garland's?
Yes.
Or The Witches?
The Witch, of course. The Witch. But, you know, when I was done listening to The Witch, Judy Garland... But the thing is that this movie had several one-liners that people have repeated forever. We're not in Kansas anymore.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
How many times have you heard that?
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you're up, Richard.
Okay, so, geez, you guys are, well, too many words to describe you people right now. But I'm going to go way back in the machine, and that's going to be Robin Williams with Good Morning, Vietnam.
Good Morning, Vietnam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
That was such a good line that it was used in different fashions in all kinds of other movies. Good Morning, Vietnam.
That's a good one, Richard. I'll give you that.
All sorts of movies.
Oh, yeah.
Good one. Good one. All right, I have... this is one of my favorite lines, period. One of my favorite lines, period. Let me get this set up here. Hang on here. It's only 15 seconds. I'll play the whole clip. Here we go.
Thought I'd go home and get a little sleep. You guys tired?
Doc, I'll get all the sleep I need when I'm dead.
I'll get all the sleep I need when I'm dead. Sam Elliott in Roadhouse.
Classic.
I'll get all the sleep I need when I'm dead.
Hey, really quick, let me give one from one of our listeners. Okay. Christy Whaley. Christy, I love this. I did not think of it. From Silence of the Lambs. I ate his liver
it's
with
on
some
my list.
I know. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Yeah, and he also said,
"What a delivery of that line."
He also said, "I'm having a friend for dinner."
Dinner.
I'm having a friend for dinner.
Oh, what a villain!
That's bad. That's bad.
Anthony
All right,
Hopkins.
Let's see what Dennis has to say. Dennis, you're up. What's going on?
Hey, John and Andy, I've got a couple suggestions for you.
Let's hear it.
The first one, not for children, is the first half of Full Metal Jacket. With Gunnery Sergeant
Hartman. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we can't play that one.
We cannot.
No.
We can all just say, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We can all just say garden hose, folks. Garden hose.
Okay. What's the next one, Dennis?
The second is probably the best movie ending sequence of any movie ever, and that is the end of A Few Good Men with Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you can't go wrong there. You can't handle the truth. And he goes
That's
on a big diatribe.
What a performance.
Yeah, very
by
good.
By both of them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, very good. That was a good movie, by the way. Good one. Dennis, thanks. I'm going to let you go. All right, let's get another round in before the break.
Richard?
You're up.
I just did.
You did the listener one.
Nice Chianti. Oh, well,
You did the listener one, so you need your own.
Let's see here. Okay. A very short one. Are you ready? Blazing Saddles.
Be ready to attack Rock Ridge at noon tomorrow. Here's your badge.
Badges? We don't need no stinking badges.
Badges?
How many
we
times?
We don't need no stinking badges.
How many times have you heard people say that?
That's hilarious.
I mean, thousands.
Forever. Yeah, thousands.
Yes.
It is. Badges? We don't need no stinking badges.
You know, the thing is, if we could, you know, if this show were R-rated, we could say lines from that movie forever.
Yeah, yeah, kind of like the one from Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, Richard, you're up.
Okay. On the same kind of comedy train, I'm going to go, and there's a lot of good one. You know, if you notice, Andy, you know, a lot of the good comedies, obviously, have got the good, you know, really good one-liners. So I'm going to go with Major League. And that's going to be just a bit outside.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
The balls do when he
just
throws it.
Just a bit outside.
Throws it behind him.
And he was, who is that? But what's that guy's name? What's the announcer's name? And that he's famous.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
Harry Carey.
No, it's not Harry Carey.
No, who is it?
I should know. I'm forgetting the guy, and he was for the Brewers where I grew up.
Yeah,
what is his name? Oh.
Man, we're really letting each other down here, I'll tell you.
Yeah, we really are. What is it? Come on. Okay.
Bob Uecker.
Oh, but yeah, there it is.
Bob Uecker. Didn't he just pass away?
Yeah, he did.
Not very sad. But anyway,
did he really just pass away? I didn't know that.
I think so. Well, not just, but like within reasonable time, right, Andy?
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's the one also, real quick. I know, Patrick, hang tight. We'll get to you. There's also the one. There's also the one liner in. It's very bad to steal Jobu's rum.
Oh, that was good.
And then he goes, then the other guy, and the other guy goes in and talks about what you need is a personal relationship with your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You're saying Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball?
Major League was majorly funny.
It was.
Go ahead, Richard.
Dennis Haysbert plays Jobu.
I know.
Oh, he was funny.
It was hilarious.
Most people don't realize that.
I know.
It was before,
I know.
Before he got big. Oh,
it's good.
So good. Charlie Sheen before he got too crazy.
Oh, I know. They're all good.
Some good stuff.
All right, Patrick, we'll let you in. What's going on? What's yours?
I got two of them, actually. One I don't think any of you guys will know, and one is from Ferris Bueller. So.
Okay, let's hear him.
Okay, the one that you guys might not know, it's I'm up to my ass in gas and glass.
Oh, what? That's Oh,
John Wayne said it.
Yes. Give me the movie. I don't remember.
McHugh.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Yep.
I did not remember that one. And I've seen McHugh a couple times.
And then the other one is, do you have a kiss for Daddy? When he picks up Sky from the school.
Yeah, when he's walking out.
Goes,
do you have a kiss for Daddy?
Goes, oh, so that's how it is in that
that's
family.
That's how it is in that family. That was
he's
the Bidens,
won,
by the way.
Right,
I think those are the Bidens. That's just a precursor.
Yep.
Good one, Patrick. Thanks, man. Good one. All right, I guess it's my turn.
Don't forget about the secretary. That's one righteous dude.
That is one righteous dude. Oh, that was funny. I might have to find that one. The dweebs, the whatever. Can you even say that one now today? On the Ferris Bueller one?
No.
Probably can't even say that, can you?
Probably not.
All right, let me see. What have I got here? Let's see here. Okay, I got to go all the way back up to the top. And how about, I'm sure somebody's going to say this one, so I won't. How about E.T. Phone Home?
Oh, yeah.
E.T. Phone Home. How many people have said that one since then? E.T. Phone Home.
Oh, yeah.
Well, who was E.T., by the way?
What?
Who was E.T.? Who played E.T.?
Well, I don't know.
Who was the actor? I read something about that the other day. I thought we talked about it the other day.
He had a neck 27 feet long. I don't think it was a person.
Shut up. Okay. All right. We got to take a timeout. We made all of our rounds. We'll take a break. We'll come back.
Oh, yeah.
You're up next when we come back.
Okay.
All right. Purified Chevrolet is coming up next, folks. You want to buy a great car or truck. And don't forget, they'll buy your late model car or truck as well if it's something you're looking to make a change in. But if you want to buy a good four-wheel drive as we head into the winter season, you can do that as well. 303-659-8311 or go to purifoychevrolet.com.
Hi, my name is Denny. I've been a customer of Purifoy Chevrolet since 1994, and I got attracted to Purifoy because I was and still am a Corvette enthusiast. And they were recommended to me to do modifications to my Corvette, and it's transpired into over a 25-year relationship now with the dealership. Over the course of the years, I probably purchased 24 Corvettes and numerous company vehicles for my business, and it's just been an outstanding relationship all these years. If you're a Corvette enthusiast, there's probably not a better place to take a Corvette for service or any modifications you'd like to make. And from the day I came up there back in 1992, you just come away impressed. I've known Rolly now for 20-some years, and a good business relationship turned into a very, very good personal friendship.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Now is the time to zero in on your target audience. So many businesses spread themselves too thin by trying to reach an enormous pool of customers. John Rush can help you define your niche, trimming the fat so you can maximize your profits. Not just surviving the shutdowns, but actually beating out your competition with smarter business strategies. You've done a good job staying afloat. Now it's time to hone in on your most profitable customers. Reach John now at RushToReason.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, Richard, my son, we're going through movies with great one-liners. So before we do our next round, Joe, what do you got for us, sir?
Well, I assume you guys are going to do all the Clint Eastwood ones, right?
Oh, eventually, yes.
Eventually. But all right, how about this one? You're going to need a bigger boat.
Jaws!
Jaws.
You're going to need a bigger boat. That was a good line. That was a good one, by the way.
That was a classic.
It was. You're going to need a bigger boat.
And how about this one? I'll have what she's having.
Oh, When Harry Met Sally.
I've never seen that movie.
You've never seen that scene?
No, I know about it, but I've never seen the movie.
Oh.
Sorry.
Come on now.
Sorry. I'll watch it someday.
I mean, there's some other great ones, but I'm sure you've got... Oh, how about this one? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Oh, which one? Which one?
Which Bond movie? I don't remember.
That's not Goldfinger. It is Goldfinger.
When he's got him strapped, Bond says, do you expect me to talk? He says, no, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
That was Goldfinger.
Good one.
Jeez, I had it the
first
one.
Good one.
Classic.
So, yep.
I mean, I got others, but I don't want to steal your thunder.
That's all right. You're doing well. Thanks, Joe, as always. Appreciate it. All right, round, I don't know what round we're on. But it's
round
Andy.
70.
It's Andy's turn. It's Joe Biden looking at his watch. What round are we on?
We're all pretty punch drunk at this point.
There we go.
Okay, here's one where it's only a couple seconds long, but it's a line that was made famous on a TV show that was used in a movie.
Here's Johnny.
Come on.
Here's Johnny.
Shining. For The Shining. But it came from the Johnny Carson show.
Yep.
I mean, and what a classic. And yet... That, of course, was then used in movie after movie after movie.
Yep, that's good.
Okay.
Okay, you're up, Richard.
All right, so I've actually got a famous one that's actually misquoted. And it's from Field of Dreams.
Okay.
It says, if you build it, most people say they will come.
No, he will
but
come.
But it's actually he will come.
He will come, because it's Shoeless Joe Jackson that's trying to get to come.
That's right.
Which is actually Ray Liotta.
He will come. But still, so good. Such a good, I mean, such
Liotta.
A good
Liotta, yeah, however you say his last name.
It's Liotta. Ray Liotta.
Yeah, Liotta, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, great movie, by the way.
Lolita is a girl's name.
Great movie. Oh, hang on, I gotta highlight these, make sure we don't repeat any of these. Okay, so my turn? Hang on, we did.
Wait a minute, Richard wasn't done.
Oh, go ahead, Richard.
No, I was done. You're good. This is a quick one. Although, next round, I think we should do, we have to guess each other's quotes, don't say the movie.
Ah, okay. All right, I'm going to go to Apollo 13, Houston, we have a problem.
Oh, yeah.
How many times does that get repeated?
Again and again and
every
again.
Time.
Houston, we have a problem.
It's such a great line, though.
I know.
It's such a great line.
And everybody knows there's something else coming afterwards. So, all right, let's go to Taylor, see what he's got for us. Taylor and Parker, you're up, sir.
Hey, Taylor.
Hey, from a movie called They Live, the quote, came here to chew bubblegum. And kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
That's
great.
What I remember that line. What movie again, Tyler? Or Taylor?
They Live.
They Live.
They Live. I've seen that, and I've seen that line. Yeah, good one. Good one. Anyone else? Is that it?
Yep.
All right, Taylor. Thanks, man. Appreciate it very much. Okay, so Andy, you're next.
Okay, Charlie, you want to tee up these clips? Okay, go ahead. There's just a few from one movie.
Who's obsessed? Just because you backed out on the wedding 2 years ago, I've forgotten all about it. It's ancient history, like the Democratic Party.
Naked. Same
old story. Boy finds girl, boy loses girl, girl finds boy. Boy forgets girl, boy remembers girl. And girl dies in a tragic blimp accident over the Orange Bowl on New Year's Day.
Good year?
No, the worst.
He's Caucasian.
Caucasian?
Yeah, you know, a white guy. With a mustache, about 6'3".
An awfully big mustache.
Must be a big mustache.
I'm sorry, Naked Gun. You could go.
Oh,
we
hilarious.
Could just play those for hours, which I won't do to you, but those were funny.
Okay. All right, who's up? Richard, you're up.
Richard.
All right, I got one.
Richard.
Richard. Okay, yes, that's one too. But this one's going to be you people.
Every Tommy Boy quote of Richard.
Oh, they're funny.
I know.
Richard.
Where are you watching?
We would be here for a long time.
Yeah.
Richard, what's up?
Okay. What's happening to us?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Mama says life's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Oh, tons of one-liners in Forrest. I forgot about Forrest
Gump. Yeah, but what a classic line. What a classic. Because it describes the entire movie in one line, and it's brilliant, and it's repeatable forever.
Yep.
Yep. Great line.
Forever and ever. So good.
Okay, I should have actually, hang on, I might actually have some of these. Let me see if I have any more of these queued up. Hold on. Nope, I don't. I'll have to just wing these because I didn't have a time to get all these put together. Okay, how about Raiders of the Lost Ark? It's not the years, honey, it's the mileage.
Oh, yeah. That was classic. Then she hits him with a mirror.
Something like that. I don't know. But anyways, yeah, that's a good one-liner. There's some good one-liners in those, too.
Yes. Okay, how about a scene that's romantic?
Okay.
Because we aren't romantic enough.
Okay, what is it?
Here we go.
World. And we work in a business of tough competitors.
Really? We have to play all of this just to get to the one line? You had me with hello?
He's almost there. Jeez.
I love you.
Love you.
You?
You complete me.
Complete me. And I just had...
Shut up.
Jeez, what's going on here?
You had me at hello.
You had me at hello.
Come on, that's a classic line. You complete me, you had me at hello.
You had me at hello.
No, it's not... No kidding, it's classic, but we waited 5 minutes for the punchline.
That's riveting radio.
It's actually
right
a 22-second clip.
Yeah, riveting radio.
22 seconds.
Okay, you're up, Richard.
Andy, I have one question for you.
Yeah.
Do you feel lucky?
Yes,
well,
I
do. Ya?
Well, do you, punk? Great one-liner, by the way. Ask yourself this one question.
Okay. By the way, also, great scene.
Oh, great scene. Oh,
here's
yes.
another one, Andy. I don't know if you can get this one. You should be.
Okay.
But it's... I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh,
Apocalypse Now.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Apocalypse Now.
Good job.
Okay, I have one that you guys will enjoy.
Okay.
I should have actually got this one out, but I didn't. But this is from Superbad. McLovin, what kind of stupid name is that, Fogel? What, are you trying to be an Irish R&B singer? Maybe he makes the ID and it says McLovin on it. He gets the fake ID.
Yeah,
I'm actually spacing
it. He's from Hawaii.
Yeah, McLovin.
You're spacing Superbad?
Come on, Andy.
I'm tired, guys.
He says he's tired,
oh
Richard.
My.
I'm Joe Biden.
He's timing out, Richard. He's become Joe Biden.
Hey, look at my watch here.
He's timing out.
Who am I?
Okay, you're up.
Okay, are we ready with the next one? Here we go. This is 17 seconds. Can you wait through that much of romance? Which isn't
romance.
Yes,
go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
What should I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Okay.
Famous line.
You gotta admit that's
famous.
Famous
line, frankly.
That is.
Frankly.
Frankly, my dear, I don't
You getting you all worked up? You taking your jacket off? Are you warming up here, Andy?
It is warming up in here, actually.
How? Okay, Richard, you're
up. After that Harry Met Sally scene.
Yeah.
There we go. That got me going.
Okay, real quick. Hang on. I got another one that somebody just texted.
Okay, go ahead.
Ready? See if you can figure out what movie this is from.
All right.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
Oh, Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, there you go.
Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah.
Classic.
All right, you're up, Richard.
Dundee accent there.
I don't have a good Australian accent.
I'm
going to
go. I know. My kid would be upset if I didn't mention this one.
Okay.
So, to infinity and beyond.
Oh, yeah.
To infinity and beyond.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Toy Story, right?
Yes. Good job, Dad.
Okay. All right. Let's see. My last one for this round will be. I should have actually had this clip ready to go. This would be Jack Nicholson in As Good as It Gets, where he says, "Sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here."
Yeah, that was great.
So that's what Trump should have said to Biden.
That's
last
under
night.
The radar. That's an under the radar quality film.
That's a great movie, by the way.
It was a great movie.
Jack. I mean, he's obviously a nut job now, but he's always
a nut job.
So
he's still a good actor.
In some of those movies.
Boy,
no
doubt
about it. He's just so good.
Well, and so was Greg Kinnear. And what was the lady's name? She was wonderful. in that
Helen
movie.
Hunt.
Helen Hunt.
Yeah. She's the waitress.
She was good.
Yeah. We talked about the little dog recently in that movie, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well,
Animal Stars.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, that's right. Okay. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Barber's Foods, by the way, is up next. And don't forget, you get that 2 free pounds of Wagyu ground beef if you make an order right now. The salmon is in. All the fresh salmon. The smoked salmon will be in next week as well. So they've got salmon, beef, bison, pork, poultry, you name it. By the way, best meat I've ever eaten in my entire life. Go to Barber's, and this is an S, by the way, folks. It's Barber's Foods, two S's, barbersfoods.com. Put an order in, and make sure you put beef in at checkout.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. In September and October, Barber's Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. You care where your food comes from. So buy your proteins from Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. Barber'sFoods.com.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Barb with the United Way of Weld County said, "We are very happy with the copiers we currently have, and your customer service is exceptional. Doug is a great technician and is always prompt in coming out whenever we have a problem with one of our copiers. Thanks again for your wonderful partnership and customer service. I'm glad we are working with you." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Home repair questions and needs? Join us this Saturday at 9 a.m. for Fix It Radio right here on KLZ 560.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and Richard Rush is on the line. We are doing famous movie lines today. Yep. The kind that you never forget.
You never forget them.
The next one I'm just going to say, it's real easy, guys. You just tell me the movie. Here we go. Leave the gun.
I'll be
take the cannolis.
Oh, Godfather.
Yeah.
Yeah, leave the gun, take the cannolis. Yes, yeah. Godfather.
It's a great line, movie, though. It's a great line.
Awesome movie.
Oh, yeah. We'll go to that next.
Okay, Richard, you're up.
Well, Andy, since I'm going to keep your Godfather train going. This wasn't even planned.
Okay.
And that's going to be, I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
I had that coming up, but I will leave it as, that's wonderful.
All right, I'm going back to Major League and playing what I talked about earlier because I found the clip. I had to move this ahead because there is one small swear word we can't play on air, but I will go ahead and hang on, Charlie. Let me plug in here. Oh, there we go. Okay, let me get plugged in. And here we go.
Jesus. I like him very much. But he no help with curveball.
You trying to say Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball?
Okay, Harris, let's not start a holy war here.
Wouldn't leave a rum sitting around out here with this group.
That's a funny movie, by the way.
Major League is one of the movies that not only is it hilarious all the way through and it has a great set of characters, but it's even triumphant at the end.
Yes.
It is so watchable.
It's a great movie.
It is.
It's hilarious.
Okay, Charlie, you were just about to play it. How about a line that we've heard about 80 times from the same guy?
I'll be back.
Yep.
We'll just do a
couple.
I'll
be back, Benny.
I'll be right back.
I'll be back.
I do like how he mixes it up.
I'll be back.
I'll be back.
I'm back.
I'm back.
Stay here. I'll be back.
Okay.
Hey, do you think that's here's a question for you.
It's obviously memorable.
Do you think that's one of the most said over and over and over again lines ever?
Yes.
Out of any movie?
Yes.
It has to be, right?
I would think so. If only by one actor, but you've got others who do it.
And it's because it's just been repetitive all these years, right?
Right.
Hilarious, by the way.
Yep.
Okay, Richard, you're next.
All righty. Here's one, Andy. You'll get the movie, Dad. You will not get it.
Okay.
Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father.
Oh.
Prepared to die.
Princess Bride.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that
one. A classic line. How about the one where they say to him, you know, surrender now. And he says, what? You mean to surrender to me? Very well, I accept. I like that one.
Very good, Andy.
Surrender.
You got to watch it. It's a good movie.
Okay.
Princess Bride. You've got to watch Princess Bride. That's a classic.
I should have had this clip because this is actually in my drive radio intro that will be playing tomorrow. You can hear it during our intro for drive radio. But the Blues Brothers. There's 106 miles to Chicago. We have a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Yep.
Great line, right?
Absolutely classic. Absolutely.
Everybody
classic.
Knows that one, by the way.
By the way, this one in from James Woodley, one of our listeners. Just, dude, where's my car?
I have a gazillion text messages. Sorry, folks. I've not been paying attention. My bad. Let me read through. Go ahead.
Dude, where's my car? Said over and over, but it was a pretty funny movie.
Okay, I've got one, and I don't know if anybody's mentioned this yet. I don't think so, but Dirty Dancing. Several have texted in about it. No one puts baby in the corner.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right, I'm going to go with one. Oh, geez, Andy. Well, it was on my list. I'm going to go with one that, well, I can't believe we haven't said this yet, which is just very simply Bond, James Bond.
Oh, yeah.
Good point.
Shake,
yeah, good
or you got to go with Shaken, Not Stirred.
Bond, James Bond. Shaken, not stirred.
Very true. Very true.
Okay, I have one that this is not me speaking, by the way. This is from a listener via text message that says, best one-liner in As Good As It Gets is, how do you know women so well, she says. He comes back and says, Jack Nicholson comes back and says, I start with a man and remove all reason and responsibility. You get it?
No, I was talking to Charlie.
Okay, so listener says, the best line in As Good As It Gets. How do you know women so well, she says. He says, I start with a man and remove all reason and responsibility.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
That is a great line.
It is a great line. Hey, somebody said, Star Trek, beam me up, Scotty, or I'm giving it all I've got, Captain. Okay, those are good ones. Somebody says... We already talked about the one of those that you just mentioned from James Bond. Open the pod bay door, please. Hal from Space Odyssey 2001.
Okay. Classic. Hey, can I throw one in here really
quick?
Yes, go ahead. This is one that I was going to use, but also it comes in from Kevin Cullis, one of our listeners from the old movie Teacher's Pet. Newspaper editor Clark Gable. Discussing college professors, amateurs teaching amateurs how to be amateurs.
Okay, we played this
That's
one.
Well
the other.
Put.
We played this one the other. Actually, I'll find this one. I don't have time. Richard, go ahead. You're up. Go ahead. I'll see if I can find this one.
No, all right. I'm going to go back to baseball, and that's a baseball movie, Andy, and there's no crying in baseball.
Yeah,
and that
with
one
the
has
girls.
Been
Tom Hanks.
Yep, League of Their Own.
That one has been mentioned numerous times, by the way.
That's a classic.
And also, if we're going to go Star Trek, we've got to go with Star Wars, and may the Force be with you.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so somebody mentioned this one. I think we can probably play this as our final for the day because this is actually a famous one-liner. Actually, just a favorite scene. Here we go. Ready? Play it.
Moses, this is the Lord thy God commanding you to obey my law. Do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you, I hear you. A deaf man could hear you.
What?
Nothing, forget it. Oh, Lord, why have you chosen me? What would you have me do for you?
I shall give you my laws, and you shall take them unto the people.
Yes, Lord!
He goes and he gets the tablets.
Yeah.
And he comes out and he has...
Lord,
three.
I shall give these laws unto thy people. Hear me. Oh, hear me. All pay heed. The Lord Jehovah, has given unto you these 15... ten commandments for all to obey.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing, but
classic by Mel Brooks.
Classic Mel Brooks.
That was so funny. Oh, was that the History of the World part
yes,
one?
Yeah, yes. Okay. Okay. We'll end it at that one. Richard, thanks as always. I appreciate it. Great hour. Good one.
Yeah, sounds good to hear.
All right, see you later.
Okay, Richard.
All right, thank you, listeners. Thank you for everybody that texted in. We appreciate it very much. Thanks for ending us on a really fine note with the Ten Commandments.
Yes.
All right, Enchanted Kitchens is next. I keep saying if you want to get this done, get your kitchen done, I should say, by the time Christmas rolls around, you need to get started now. Go to Enchanted Kitchens. Find them at 303-376-7588. I should say call them directly, or go to klzradio.com.
The Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center feels like home, only better. The design process at Enchanted Kitchens always begins in their award-winning showroom because their team believes you need to see, touch, and feel your new kitchen ahead of time. Built to look like a nicer version of your own home with an open floor plan, the Experience Center allows you to visualize a kitchen that works. Standing inside a true-to-life example of a functional kitchen, you can start to imagine how much more you'll enjoy your new space, solidifying your vision for your home. Then, the Enchanted Kitchens design team will bring samples into your home to help truly picture your new kitchen and discuss the design based on your budget and style. Visit the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center and feel at home, only better. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/kitchens and schedule a free design consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, my face hurts now from all the laughing.
Yeah.
It's good when you laugh clips. Enough, your face hurts. That means we've had a good hour.
Yeah, or you just watched the debate.
Good
means
one.
One of the two.
Good one. All right, got another full hour coming your way. Speaking of the debate, we got a couple of guys that are going to join us here in this next hour. Mark Mix will join us. He's the right to work expert. He's president of the National Right to Work Committee. And then we've also got Mark Smith, who joins us every Friday as well. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Hour number three, the final hour of the week, coming up next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.